Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Church Lady Now. I am your co-host, Brother Grant. And today's teaching is the Holy Spirit and Christianity. You are listening to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. And today we're beginning the final episodes of 2016 with an in-depth exploration of the Holy Spirit. Yes, this year we have learned about the Holy Spirit and that He does exist. He's just like the wind. He, the Holy Spirit, is invisible to the human eye, but He produces visible effects. Like the wind, He is invisible but powerful, and you can see the results of powerful wind. The Holy Spirit has a role to play in our lives today, and today we're going to explore the Holy Spirit and Christianity. So listeners, please listen to be sure that you listen to each one of our episodes from now until the end of the year. We are concluding this year with teaching that is a game changer. By the year's end, we guarantee that you will have a closer relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. We have faith in God to bring this teaching alive in your life. If you miss any of our episodes, you can always listen to our teaching on demand at your leisure. Plan to join us every Wednesday from now until the end of the year and invite your friends to listen in live or on demand at blogtalkradio.com. Now, Church Lady Now has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and that's blogtalkradio.com. Currently, we have 109 Spirit-filled published episodes and teachings available for your listening and learning. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com at any time and listen to our past 24 programs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we covered knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus. And this year, we're focusing on knowing the Holy Spirit and the role He wants to play in our lives today. Now, we have our 109 Spirit-filled published episodes, and you can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at blogtalkradio.com. All you have to do is put in the search box on blogtalkradio.com, Church Lady Now, and you will go to our page, and there you can access our library of past programs. To help us access Blog Talk Radio, we've made links on our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady and Church Lady Ministries. And for our visual listeners, you can view some of our past teachings in clips from our outreach work at the Union Seattle Gospel Mission by going to YouTube.com, and you go to Artist Oliver Church Lady. So, this is a little loud because we are on a mission. And so turn down your volume and enjoy this powerful teaching. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization. And all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts for all donations of $250 or more, as required by law. And upon request, we'll provide receipts for any donation. To support this ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our ministry has a brief story. Here at Church Lady Ministries, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters, and women and children in our domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, our mission is we have been called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. And that's in Isaiah 61:1. Now, the Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people to develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. She loves God, and she loves to see people filled with the God's Holy Spirit and leading a victorious, Spirit-filled life. Minister Artis Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. And in addition, she's traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen or your smartphone or your tablet, you will see inspirational clip art related to today's topic, as well as our ministry contact information. So you can contact us any day, Monday through Thursday, from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, this year we've expanded our shoebox program to serve children in third world countries. And this is part of our ministry outreach. The holiday season of giving is upon us, and this year we're focusing on giving a shoebox of gifts to 100 children in third world countries. Last year we served half a dozen children. So you can see that this year our project has become a big project for us. And all our holiday outreach efforts have been poured into this project. And we can't do it alone. We need your help. Friends, a shoebox gift includes a wow gift, a gift a child sees and goes, wow. It also includes paper, pencil, colored pencils, stickies, paper clips, toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap bars, winter hats, socks, hard candy, and other personal hygiene essentials for children, boys and girls ages 2 through 14. And currently, we've put together and delivered 100 shoeboxes, and with your donations and ministry resources, but we still need $7 a box to ship the gift boxes overseas. That means at a minimum, we need $700 to pay for the shipping costs for the 100 shoebox gifts. To date, we've not raised the total resources to pay the mailing of the shoeboxes, and we need your help. Some of you may not have sent in your donations yet, and the good news is it's not too late. You can still give and keep it simple. Our donation page is still open, and we have 100% of the donation will go directly to our Samaritan's Purse Shoebox Project. To make a donation, you can go to our Facebook page, and where you will find a link to our Samaritan's Purse fundraiser page. So you just go to Facebook, you see the picture of Church Lady, you click on it, and that will take you straight to our donation page at Samaritan's Purse. So please, make your donation today. If you have any questions, please call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday. And our partnership opportunities abound. In addition to our Christmas outreach, we have an ongoing partnership program. We invite you to become a ministry partner for $9.99 a month or $119.88 a year. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds. As you know, we're a 501c3 tax-exempt organization, and you can partner with us to help us teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. And the Bible says at Romans 10:5, and how can anyone preach unless they are sent? Now, partners, we're asking you to send us by supporting this ministry and preaching and teaching of the gospel. And to make a partner donation, you can please send a check to our Church Lady Ministries office at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, and that can either be a check or money order. And if you need further information, you can call us, as I said, at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate under the influence and the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of providing Bible teaching to all people and service to less fortunate. So now that I've given you an introduction to today's teaching, our ministry background and information on how to sow your financial seeds, let us get ready for today's Bible teaching, the Holy Spirit and Christianity. So let us now welcome the Church Lady with Good Afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful today. We feel good and sound good.
You really do sound good. I want to thank you so much for that awesome ministry overview and introduction. You do such a great job here at Church Lady Ministries. Thank you for all that you do.
Good afternoon. You are welcome.
Well, thank you, Brother Grant. I was wondering if you were going to say something. Well, good afternoon, listeners. There was a slight delay here, but that's all good. How are you guys doing today? I pray that all is well with you and yours. Amen. Today our topic is Christianity and the Holy Spirit. The truth is there is no Christianity without the Holy Spirit. He is an integral part of the Godhead. The Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is the power source of our faith and much, much more. Our foundation scripture comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verses 26 through 27, in which the Lord says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my ways. God said that he will put his spirit in you and I and cause us to walk in his ways. Isn't that beautiful? The Holy Spirit teaches us to walk in the ways of God. The Spirit of Christ is in each believer. The Holy Spirit is in each believer. The Apostle Paul taught the church at Corinth that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Spirit. He didn't say to some of the church people that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Spirit. He taught to all that were listening, and he said that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the book Spirit of Christ, Andrew Murray describes where the Holy Spirit lives. He taught that in the Old Testament, there was a temple. And the temple had three courts, the Holy of Holies, inner court, and outer court. Now, in explaining the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, he gave this analogy. He said that our human body is the outer court, the mind is the inner court, and the Holy Spirit lives in our spirits, that God lives in our spirits. Beloved, the Holy Spirit dwells inside of you and me. He is our due north compass. He points us to the cross of Jesus Christ. He points us to forgiveness of sin and the cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Let me give you a little background. The Holy Spirit is our convictor. He convicts us of sin. Most of us look at the the traditional sin list, and we say to ourselves, I do not have that problem. However, most of us do not view ourselves in light of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? For example, let's look at how Andrew Murray, who was a South African writer, teacher, and Christian pastor, put it. He says that missions should be the chief end of the church. He also said that Christians are harsh and holy. He said that we're harsh and that we're holy because we know nothing about love. He's talking about the love the Holy Spirit produces in us, the love the Holy Spirit produces in us. So he's talking about, are we kind? Are we loving? Not man loving, but God loving. The primary role of the Holy Spirit is to show us where we are not like Christ. Not like Christ. How does he do that? The Holy Spirit shows us where we are not like Christ through the reading of God's word and prayer. Through the reading of God's word and prayer, the Holy Spirit shows us those areas where we have opportunities to grow spiritually. The Holy Spirit develops fruit in our lives as we study the word and pray. As we listen to this program and apply what's taught, the Holy Spirit is producing in us fruit. And fruit is behavior and lifestyle that is pleasing to God. You and I cannot produce fruit in our lives that is lasting. But the Holy Spirit produces fruit that is lasting. And the fruit that we're talking about is we're talking about love. We're talking about joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control, to name a few of the fruits the Holy Spirit develops in us. Now let's get into our text, the body of teaching today. The Holy Spirit is one of God's wonderful gifts to us. We can know for sure that he is in us by the fact that we're growing spiritually. The Apostle Paul encourages us to stir up the gift of God which is in us. The Holy Spirit provides a lifeline to God. A lifeline to God, and he gives us many spiritual gifts. The Holy Spirit is our power source. He is the source of our understanding to help us to become more Christ-like and to inherit eternal life. Now, it's important to know how to receive the Holy Spirit, how to stir him up, and how to be assured that we are filled with God's Spirit. First, how does the Bible say we receive the Holy Spirit? Jesus told his disciples that they would receive the promise of the Father, which is the Holy Spirit, after his death. After Jesus died and was resurrected, the day of Pentecost occurred, which is the beginning of the church and the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit. One of the apostles present on the day of Pentecost was the disciple, Apostle Peter. This is the same Peter who denied Christ three times. On the day of Pentecost, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, after which he preached his first sermon. Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's Acts 2:38. Beloved, there are many Bible scriptures that teach the Holy Spirit is normally given to the repentant believer after being baptized when a minister lays hands on him or her and asks God to give them the Holy Spirit. We can just ask God to give us the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we don't have to ask. He just gives it to us. So from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, we learn that repentance, belief, baptism, and the laying on of hands are steps God asks us to follow for us to receive the Holy Spirit. However, we must keep in mind that God is God, and he can fill us with his Spirit when and where he wants, because we don't ever want to limit God. And we know from our Bible that there are people who were baptized and then a period of time went by and then they received the Holy Spirit. So God is God. And there's no magic formula, but the Bible does give us some guidelines. And the first and most important is to receive and to be baptized for the remission of our sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we quench the Holy Spirit. King David, while in prayer, pleaded with God, do not take your spirit from me. That's Psalms 51:11. Why did David plead with God to not take the Holy Spirit from him? Because he knew he was an imperfect man, and that if he did not repent and seek God, he was in danger. Sometimes we know God, we're saved, and we mess up. And what David is saying that when we mess up, we repent. We turn and go the other way. And the other way for us is that we go the way of God. The Apostle Paul also gave warnings to Christians not to grieve, neglect, or quench the Holy Spirit. Ephesians, Timothy, and Thessalonians. Ephesians 4:30, 1 Timothy 4:14, 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Here the Apostle Paul is talking about don't quench the Holy Spirit. So how do we avoid not quenching the Holy Spirit? To avoid quenching the Holy Spirit, we must pray to God and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit through Bible teaching. And we must make a choice to grow spiritually. We must make a choice to grow spiritually. Remember, the Bible is a spiritual book because our God is spirit. That's John 4:24. Now, for those of you who have your Bibles, if you want to go through to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, the Apostle Paul said, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Paul is talking about us, that we would know God better. Now, in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. We're talking about what the Bible says about quenching the Holy Spirit. How do we stay on the straight and narrow? And what do we do when we mess up? And we know when we mess up, we repent. And we get back in line. And lastly, in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, the Bible says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. But here's the good news. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. That takes us back to living lives that please God. Now, the Apostle Paul encourages us to stir up the Spirit of God, which is in us through the laying on of hands, through the touching. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love, but of power and love and a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1, 6 through 7. So what are some of the evidences that the Holy Spirit is in the life of a believer? The Bible tells us of many things the Holy Spirit will help us to do. From the Apostle Paul, we know the Holy Spirit opens and develops our spiritual understanding of things. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. When we engage in regular prayer and Bible study, the Holy Spirit helps us grow in understanding of God and His Word, as well as His plan for our lives. He, the Holy Spirit, writes God's laws on our hearts and minds and helps us to internalize the application of the Word to our daily living. That's Hebrews 8:10. And the Holy Spirit transforms our mind. He transforms our thinking by helping us to understand the Word of God. That's Romans 12:2. Jesus said, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. That's John 14, 16 through 7. The most important evidence of the Holy Spirit is the love of God that is poured out in our hearts. He gives us godly love as described in 1 Corinthians 13. And godly love is kind. It does not envy, does not parade itself, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. And according to the Bible, against such there is no law. Beloved, we must each examine ourselves to see how much fruit is growing in our lives. In summary today, the Holy Spirit is here. He is invisible to the human eye, but He produces visible effects. Just like the wind, He is invisible but powerful. From our Bible, we know that God will put His Spirit within us, and He will cause us to walk in His ways. The Spirit-filled life is not a life that we have to live on our own. It is a life that God leads us into and that He develops fruit in our lives through the study of His Word and time in prayer. The Apostle Paul taught the church that their bodies were the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Andrew Murray describes where the Holy Spirit lives in us. He taught that we're a temple. And our temples have a holy of holy, an inner court, and an outer court. He describes our human body as the outer court. Our mind is the inner court, in our spirits as the Holy of Holies, the place where God lives. Beloved, the Holy Spirit dwells inside our spirit. He is our true due north compass. He points us to the cross of Jesus. When we repent and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The Holy Spirit can be quenched. That means that we can put out the fire. But we also know that we can avoid quenching the Holy Spirit by spending time in Bible study, by spending time in prayer. And it's our choice. We get to choose if we're going to grow spiritually. We get to choose if we're going to bear fruit by making ourselves available through the tools that God has given us for us to grow and to develop spiritually. The Bible is a spiritual book, and the God that we serve is spirit. God wants us to be filled with his spirit. He wants to transform us and renew our minds. The application for today's lesson is that in order to grow spiritually, we must read the Bible, participate in Bible study, prayer, and worship. Why? Because those are the tools that God has provided for us to develop spiritually. God is working in us. He's working in you and I. To grow spiritually, there's some things that we can do. We talk on this program a lot about purchasing and reading a one-year Bible. That's a Bible that takes us through the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Proverbs every day. In 1 year, you can read the whole Bible. In 2 years, you can read the whole Bible. In 1 year, you can read the entire book of Psalms. We've got to start somewhere, beloved. You can also purchase the Bible on tape, CD, or DVD, and listen to the Bible on your way to and from work. You can attend Sunday school, Bible study. You can listen to Church Lady Now every Wednesday, or at your leisure once a week on demand. Our spiritual growth is up to us. Our spiritual growth is up to us. In concluding, it's time for us to head due north. Our spiritual growth will be evident because our spirits are just like the wind. You will see the results of us spending time in prayer, spending time in Bible study. Just like when the wind blows, you see the results of the wind blowing, even though you don't see the wind. Beloved, I invite you to join me in making a commitment and let the Holy Spirit take us deeper in the Word of God to bear fruit in us that impacts the world, that impacts our families, that impacts our communities. Today our subject has been the Christian and the Holy Spirit. This concludes our teaching. And now let's get back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant.
Hello, Church Lady.
Hey.
That was one wonderful teaching. You're just telling us the truth about how we get there. And it's by buying a tape, getting a CD, listening, reading, all of those things are essential for us to know the Holy Spirit and Christianity. So before we depart, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that is Numbers 6, 24 through 26. This year, we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And this has been our 39th teaching in the series on Come, Holy Spirit. So remember, we've just entered the season of giving, and we are a good vessel to sow your financial seed. Now, we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner for $9.99 a month or $119.88 a year. We also have an opportunity for you to participate in our mission work to serve children in third world countries who live in poverty throughout this world. And the holiday season of giving is upon us, and we're focusing on children in these countries. We're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to make a holiday donation. It is not too late for you to give, and 100% of your donation will be used to fund the shipping of the 100 shoeboxes for Samaritan's Purse. And remember, these gift shoeboxes have a wow gift. Paper, pencil, toothbrushes, toothpaste, hair combs, other personal hygiene essentials. And you can help make a difference in the lives of children in other countries who live in poverty. So anything will help. And as I said, you can go to our Facebook pages or you can contact us. You go to the Facebook page, tap on Church Lady's picture. It'll take you directly to Samaritan's Purse donation page. So you can always send us a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries, and the money will be well spent helping the less fortunate. And at 2003 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And you can call us at area code 253-472-6213. Our media contact information is as follows, blogtalkradio.com. You can go to Church Lady Now and listen every Wednesday or follow us. You can also go to Facebook pages, Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries, and you can inbox us a message, you can like us, and you can follow us. Or you can always do the old-fashioned thing of emailing us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining Church Lady Ministries. Please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, because we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So until now, see you next Wednesday. Again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.